Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I wrote a book entitled You Could Live at Any Weight You Choose, not just get to the weight, but live there. Now you say, John, if you wrote a book saying I can live at any weight I choose, how can you have a podcast saying you want to lose weight? You don't have a chance. I'll tell you why. Because losing weight is a flawed concept. In order to understand this really, and it's really kind of simple, understand why you need to lose weight to begin with. Why do you need to weigh less? Well, that brings the question at why did you get fat? Why did you put enough food in your mouth to ensure that you would weigh more than you want to weigh? Really? Restaurants didn't do this. You don't have to go there. You don't have to have second helpings or third helpings or fourth helpings or whatever it is. You read the caloric foods or whatever kind of foods, carbohydrates, fats, whatever that you know were going to make you fat. Also, you knew really well when you were getting fat that you were getting fat. You knew you didn't want to be fat. You didn't want to get fat, but laho, you did it all by yourself. Nobody helped you. Don't even bother blaming advertising. Don't blame anybody. You did it all by yourself. So the question then becomes, why'd you do it, and why do you have so much trouble reversing the process? Well, the reason you did it is you want the taste of food in your mouth. You didn't want the food in your system, because if you have the food in your system, you're going to be fat. So you weren't going to chew it and spit it out. I'm not advocating that. That's just stupid. So you did it on purpose, knowing exactly what was going to happen. And the reason you did is because you're eating the food because putting it in your mouth gave you a positive emotional reaction or stopped you from having a negative emotional reaction. You get nervous, you get anxious, you get concerned. What do? You put something in your mouth. When you want to feel better, what do? You put something in your mouth, whether it's chocolate or fried chicken or cake. Doesn't make an iota of difference. It's an emotional need that you feel. So the emotional need to put food in your mouth was stronger than your emotional or logical desire to remain thin or not get fat. It was that simple. It was more important to you. Logically, it was stupid, and you know that, because you didn't want to get fat. But emotionally, you didn't have a choice. You didn't have a chance. It was more important for you to put the food in your mouth. Once you grasp that, you're about halfway to the point where you want to be, where the food loses its emotional component. So what's the problem now? You weigh 20 or 30 or 100 pounds too much. Everybody is telling you, if you give me some of your money, I'll promise you, you'll be thin. You can go to my meetings, you can buy my book, you can buy my food, you can do whatever you want. They'll sell you something and they'll take your money. That's fine. Would it work? Sure. Who cares? What's the difference? The chance of you permanently losing weight on it and any diet, any regimen at all, is virtually non-existent. Statistically, something like 95% of everybody who goes on any diet eventually regains the weight. About 2 weeks ago, the New York Times had an article in their Sunday magazine section entitled something like, "Do you have to be superhuman in order to lose weight?" The answer is yes, because losing weight is a flawed concept, because you're dealing with the symptom. Your weight is a symptom of your emotional need that you felt to put all the food in your mouth. If you want to weigh less, weigh whatever you want, you have to eliminate the need you feel to put the food in your mouth. Say, John, that's just crazy. I need the chocolate. I need the food. I need it to roll around in my tongue. I love the savory sensation. The fat makes me feel so good. The sweet makes me feel so good. Well, I will tell you that you will see you don't need the feeling of the food in your mouth for any emotional satisfaction, really. That's where you are now. And that's the reason that losing weight is a flawed concept, because you want these foods emotionally, and emotional deprivation will always trump willpower. Emotional deprivation will never last long. That's why you can't stay on a diet for very long. All diets are premised on the notion that they're depriving you of something, a food that you want to have in your mouth. Everyone, I don't care which one it is, high fat, low fat, high carb, low carb, it's irrelevant. They're telling you, look, if you want to count points or count calories or do whatever, that's fine. But at the end of the day, you are being deprived of foods that make you feel good. That's not going to last. That's why losing weight's a flawed concept and it's impossible. You're never going to beat an emotional need. I don't care what you do. You have to learn to make the emotional need disappear. And that's the easy part. The concept seems so hard because right now you say to yourself, oh my gosh, oh, how could I do without whatever it is? And right now you can't. You've become emotionally comfortable being fat. You say, John, that's just crazy. I hate it. I hate it. It ruins my love life, my social life. My clothes don't fit. I can't stand weighing what I do. Really? Then I say, why do you weigh that? Why don't you just stop? And the answer you don't want to give me, but you know it's true, is I can't stop. I can't stop. I need to have the food in my mouth. Yes, I agree. I don't want it in my system because those extra 400 or 500 calories a day or whatever it is make me unhappy. Sure, then why don't you stop? You say, John, I can't. That's right. You can't. Until you eliminate the need you feel. How do you do this? Okay. And by the way, let me tell you again, this is free. I do not want a penny of your money. I wrote a book. You don't have to buy the book. You can get substantially what's in my book off my website, www.emotionalchange.com. It's free. Go there. Listen to my podcast. You'll learn that it is just food. It is just food. You are giving the food an emotional component. You are creating an emotional need which doesn't have to exist. You're making it up, folks. You're making it up all by yourself. All this is your invention. You want to believe it? Try it. Go without food sometime. Let's say you feel an emotional need, you're down, you're depressed, you're anxious. You want some chocolate. You want some chocolate. And how are you going to live without the chocolate? You don't know, because you automatically pop it in your mouth. Tell you what, let's do an experiment. Next time you feel like this, don't put any chocolate in your mouth. Stand it as long as you can. Just say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to have any chocolate, or whatever it is. Finally, and see how you feel. See your emotional reaction to not having the chocolate, to suffer through the anxiety, to suffer through the pressure, to suffer through the nervousness. Then put the chocolate in your mouth when you can't stand it anymore. Oh, voila. What a wonderful feeling. God, you're feeling terrific. You have your fix. It is a fix. It's an emotional fix. No, it's not a drug. It's perfectly legal, but it's an emotional fix. I'm going to teach you how to not need that fix anymore. The chocolate will just be chocolate. It will not have an emotional component. And the minute your foods no longer have an emotional component, you are free. I'll teach you how to be free. You're going to be free of food, free for the need to put food in your mouth when things are tough. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do this. You don't need the food. You think you do right now because you can't handle the emotional deprivation, which is what it is. Stick with me. Keep in mind, I don't want any of your money. This is all free. Listen to my podcast. Go to my website. Click on Daily Experiences. I have like 70 of them up there. Go through it. Pay attention. And you'll learn to do this. And I promise you, folks, that you will be able to weigh anything you want without even worrying about food anymore. The chocolate, the pie, whatever it is, will become meaningless. This is John Thomas. We'll do this again. Thank you.